This is VOA News in Washington. I'm Jeff Custer. Israel Tuesday displayed one of the Iranian ballistic missiles it intercepted on Saturday and Sunday. Israel's military spokesman, Rear Admiral Daniel Haggari, held a news briefing with reporters in front of the missile. He said that each of the missiles carried 500 kilos of explosives in the warhead, and Iran had fired 150 of them at Israel. He credited the international coalition led by the U.S. with stopping most of the attacks against Israel.
This coalition is directing a message to Iran. We will not allow this aggression in the region.
Haggari also reiterated that Israel will respond after Iran's attack involving hundreds of drones, ballistic missiles, and cruise missiles. International leaders have urged Israel to show restraint. The UN Human Rights Office Tuesday called on Israel to stop settler attacks on Palestinians in Israel's West Bank. Associated Press correspondent Charles Diledesma reports.
The UN Human Rights Office has called on Israeli security forces to immediately end their active participation in and support for attacks by Jewish settlers on Palestinians in the occupied West Bank. The statement follows a wave of settler attacks on Palestinian towns and villages there, triggered by the killing of a 14-year-old Israeli boy in what authorities say was a militant attack. The Palestinian Health Ministry says seven Palestinians have been killed by Israeli forces or settlers since the attacks began on Friday, and another 75 have been wounded. I'm Charles Diledesma.
The flame that is to burn at the Paris Olympics has been lit at the site of the ancient games in southern Greece. The ceremony took place after speeches from organizers of the Paris Games and the president of the International Olympic Committee. The flame will next be carried from the ruined temples and sports grounds of Olympia to a relay of torchbearers. This is VOA News. The International Monetary Fund, or IMF, reports the world economy, though still lagging by historical standards, is looking better. Associated Press correspondent Shelley Adler reports.
The International Monetary Fund has upgraded its outlook for the global economy this year, saying the world appears headed for a soft landing. That would be reining in inflation without much economic pain. The IMF now envisions a worldwide expansion of 3.2% this year. That's a tick up from the 3.1 it had predicted in January. Though sharp price increases remain an obstacle across the world, the IMF foresees global inflation tumbling from 6.8% last year to 5.9% this year. It's also predicting global inflation will be down to 4.5% in 2025. I'm Shelley Adler.
The director of the U.S. Patent and Trademark Office, Kathy Vidal, said Tuesday intellectual property rights, or IPR, continue to be a main concern for U.S. businesses operating in China, which face significant challenges with infringement. Speaking at the U.S. ambassador's residence in Beijing to members of the U.S. business community and legal fields working in China, Vidal said a lack of rights protection and enforcement harms U.S. firms and workers.
Whether it's insufficient deterrence for infringement, challenges to pharmaceutical-related patents, or the misappropriation of trade secrets. IPR protection and enforcement remains a key issue of concern in the U.S.-China bilateral relationship.
Vidal said she discussed the issue of intellectual property protection during her Monday talks with Chinese Vice Premier Ding Xiexiong. She has said U.S. businesses operating in China regularly cite insufficient protection and enforcement of intellectual property as a top concern. A fire hit Copenhagen's historic old stock exchange building Tuesday, one of the Danish capital's best-known buildings. Reuters correspondent Lauren Anthony reports.
Flames tore through one of the Danish capital's most well-known buildings, causing its spire to collapse onto the roof. Police said there were no immediate reports of injuries. The stock exchange, whose spire was intricately shaped as the tails of four dragons entwined, was being renovated when the fire broke out. Copenhagen's fire service said the scaffolding around the building made it harder for emergency services to reach through to the flames, and that the copper roof was keeping in the heat. The Dutch Renaissance-style building no longer houses the Danish Stock Exchange. Instead, it serves as headquarters for the Danish Chamber of Commerce. It was not immediately clear what caused the blaze.
That's Reuters correspondent Lauren Anthony reporting. In Washington, I'm Jeff Custer. This is VOA News.